Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Cheekies, and you've reached the voicemail box for Dear Cheekies. I'm here to give you advice on anything and everything you need help with. Maybe you're going through a breakup. Maybe you're having issues with your family. Or maybe you need help figuring out how to balance your checkbook or how to start a business. Whatever the case is, I want to hear from you. Remember, these are my thoughts and opinions, and if you're suffering from an issue or hardship, you should seek help from a qualified professional. All right, now go ahead and leave your question at the sound of the beep.
Hi, Cheekies. My name is Rose, and I'm a huge fan of yours. And I met you when you came to Arizona for your concert. But I feel really stuck and lost. I've been with my husband for 9 years, and we've been married for 3. We have one son and another baby on the way. And I just keep catching him liking other girls' pictures that are showing revealing photos, and he's going out of his way to like these photos. And they're not famous people. They're people that we went to high school with, that we have no contact with, that they're just girls and that he's known in the past. And he'll like a girl's picture because he thinks that she's attractive. He messages them all cute, pretty. And I've had multiple conversations with him that this isn't okay and I don't like it and he needs to stop doing it. And he says he understands and that he's not going to do it, but I always catch him doing it. And right now I'm at a point where I feel I deserve better as a wife and I'm not being put first and my feelings aren't being put first. And I honestly, like, I just want to throw in the towel. But he deleted his Instagram. He says he's never going to do it again. He says that he's dumb and that it was just a mistake and he's felt disconnected from me for a long time and our marriage has been rocky. But I just don't trust him and I don't know what to do at this point. If I should leave him or if I should stay and try to make it work for my kids or for our marriage. But thank you, Cheekies. I love you.
I'm Rose. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm taking a deep breath because what I don't like is the fact that he's doing these things and trying to blame you. Blaming the fact that he doesn't feel close to you and hasn't for a long time and that the relationship isn't rocky. Well, those are all things that you talk to your partner about before doing something dumb. Because he's right. It was a dumb decision. I'm glad he erased his Instagram. Let's just hope and pray that he keeps this promise and you're expecting your second child with this man. Right now, he needs to understand that you are very vulnerable. Your body is changing. A woman goes through a lot when she's pregnant. We don't feel our best. Again, now I've never been pregnant, but I know this, you know. I'm a woman that has a lot of hormones, you know what I mean? So I know, especially when you're pregnant, you're feeling all types of ways. And I just think that that's so disrespectful. Look, it's hard because you are expecting, and I'm not one to ever say leave your man unless it's something where I'm like, okay, no, this is bad. But he's done it time and time again, and that's where I'm not okay with. I believe in people making mistakes and then they correct them and you can forgive them. I believe in forgiveness, but it worries me that he is not going to change. And it worries me that he's gonna have to lose you in order to realize what he has. And I feel bad for him. and show him this, because he probably has a beautiful family with you and he's over here trying to get the attention from other girls, and that's just going to bite him in the ass. And if this continues again, Rose, if he erased his Instagram and you find out that he has another one or he's doing it somewhere else, girl, you have to love yourself enough to just say, you know what, I'm going to take my babies and I need to find myself a man that's going to only like my pictures. And especially if he's going through the DMs and being flirtatious, that's not okay under any circumstances. No, there's no excuse. There's no reason. That's just super disrespectful to your relationship and to your children. So if you want to forgive him this one time, I think you need to tell yourself, I'm going to forgive him and I'm going to trust him. He erased his Instagram. I think that that's good. You're doing what you have to do for your family. Let's see if he brings in his part and does what he has to do. If he doesn't, you got to cut that shit off, baby. You got to cut it off because it's not going to change. So he needs to find Jesus. Rose, I just got upset. Okay, we're going to start this episode good, though. I took a deep breath. We're good. Rose, I'm wishing you the best. Please keep us updated, okay? I hope that he realizes what he has and focuses on what he has at home, not these girls on Instagram. Even if they did go to high school together, I don't care. No excuse. We're going to move on to Ari now.
Hi, Cheekies. I hope you're having the best day ever. I just want to start off by saying I really, really admire the woman that you are in so many different ways, but especially as an oldest sister, the way you are with your siblings, it inspires me to just be more kind and sweeter, more nurturing with them. I can honestly say that the very first time that I watched the very first episode of I Love Jenny, because I'm kind of late to it, it was like 2020. When I saw just how you interacted with them, I really was like, I want to be like her. But okay, let me talk quickly. So my question is, how do you feel that you are able to access your mother spiritually? I don't know what episode, but you said that now that she's passed on, that she can help you a lot more now. And I know that you did a episode on here, it was a long ass time ago, girl. That's how you know I love you. But it was like a reading from somebody called AJ. He was on the I Love Jenny show.
Right.
But how do you feel about that? Because I saw a reading from your mom, and I really, really think you should watch it. It was on YouTube, and it was just so beautiful, and I really felt like it was her spirit talking for sure.
Oh, Ari, look at you being connected in every way. You saw AJ on I Love Jenny, and then he was on the podcast. I had actually even forgot about that. So thank you for reminding me. You know what? I think that there are a lot of fake mediums, but there are also people that really were born with that gift, and you just never will know. I do feel that AJ was born with that gift. And there are a lot of things that he said even then when my mom was alive that I go with what I feel. I have to feel it, because believe me, a lot of people have come up to me and be like, hey, your mom has a word for you. Your mom, you know, wants to speak to you or whatnot. And sometimes I don't feel it. I actually feel rejection. Like, wait, wait a second. Is this coming from a good place? But I go with what I feel in my heart. And I don't hold on to anything they say, whether it be good or bad. I just listen. I'm a good listener. I listen. I observe. I reflect and analyze it, and I don't focus too much on either the good or the bad. I think that's what's helped me, because I'm just like, I go with the flow, and I'm like, okay, whatever it is that I feel, if this comes, you'll have peace right away. So that's what I feel like. If I have peace in my heart, it's because it is coming from my mom. It is something beautiful. It does come from light, because like, there is good, there is bad. That's just the truth, you know. But I will look for the YouTube reading that you're talking about. I'm always interested to hear certain things. And I also, on the other side of the token, I've seen other mediums or psychics say certain things that aren't necessarily the truth, where I'm just like, wait, what? Like, it's some crazy stuff. But again, I take it with like a grain of salt, and I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to dwell too much on anything. So that's basically what it is. And I do feel that my mom's helping me a lot more. I feel like if she was here physically, she can't be with me everywhere, you know, and now I feel like she's with God and God is everywhere. So I feel she's everywhere. I'm a woman of faith. So I'm like, she's opening doors, because now she can literally be everywhere with me. Like even in a room where no one is watching, she's there. And that's how I see it. That's why I say I feel like she can help me more now from where she is. So Ari, thank you. Thank you for your question and for being, you know, staying on updated with us. I appreciate it. That was so cute.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Okay, so our next question comes from Maribel.
Hi, Cheekies. I am from Washington State. My question is, what do you do on the day of your mom's anniversary? My mom died December 7th, 2020 due to cancer. And when her day comes, I feel like I'm back to the day that she passed away. Oh, everything that I was feeling, like it comes back, like the grievedness stage is back to one. I would love your input, your advice on what to do on anniversaries. I always go to your grave on the day too. So anything, I appreciate it. Thank you for the podcast. I'm always listening to you, Chickies. I love you and I love your family as well. Thank you.
Oh, Maribel, thank you. I love you too, babe. This is tough because for a long time, it's going to be 12 years this year that my mom's been, she graduated to the better world, you know? And I think it took me a long time to get to the point where now I can celebrate her life on that day. Before, I used to feel so guilty if I smiled on December 9th. Even the first year that she was gone, I felt like, oh my God, what if people see me happy? They're going to think I'm happy. And it's just this weird thing. And for the first, I think, want to say 5 years of my mom's passing, like every December 9th, I would cry and I would just mourn her and I would grieve her until I said, you know what? My mom doesn't want this for me. My mom wants me to be happy. My mom wants me to be strong for my siblings. If I feel like crying, I'm going to cry. If I feel like listening to music, I'm going to listen to music. If I feel like having a freaking party for her, I'm going to have a party. Yes, it's a sad day. Of course it is. Like, it's a day that she was gone, but also I'm happy for her because she's in peace. She doesn't feel any pain. She's not dealing with a lot of BS that's happening right now in our world, in our personal life, you know? So I'm in a way happy. So even this past year on December 9th, 2023, my siblings and I were at my house. We got a grupo and we wore pajamas and we just sang and we cried a tiny bit, but then we laughed. And now it's like, I don't care what anyone thinks what I should do on my mom's day. So it's whatever you feel like. If you feel like you want to go and visit your mom at her grave, then you do that. You know, if you don't want to go 1 year, that's okay. If you want to go to Disneyland on your mom's, whatever is going to make you feel good. But I will tell you, you have to get to the point where you're not crying for all the time, or, you know, because they want you to be happy. They are in a better place. Once you understand that, like, it helps. You know, there are times when it just hits me out of nowhere still, and I'll cry out of nowhere. I could literally be driving down the freeway and I'm like, oh my God, my mom's not here. And it's like this crazy feeling. I don't even know how to explain it. It's so freaking crazy. And I start crying and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here and she's not here. You know, it's the craziest thing. And I allow myself to feel it. So just allow yourself to feel it and don't feel guilty if you are happy on that day. You know, things are going to change. It's still very new. So just be patient with yourself, be compassionate with yourself, and just go with whatever feels right to you is my advice. So thank you so much for your question. And te mando una fuerte, fuerte abrazo, Maribel. Okay, so our last question comes from Anais.
Hey there, cheekies. First off, I would like to say I love you. I love your siblings. I love Jenica's podcast. And lately I've been on a spending spree over at your mom's boutique online. I've been stocking on the Patrona shirts and hoodie. And oh my God, I just love that image of your mom. It's so badass. I love your mother as well. I got my boyfriend into your mom's music and everything. And whenever I'm watching anything that has to do with your mom, he's just there watching as well. So much love from us both. But I can't really think of a specific question, but I have been wondering about something. I know that you have a dog named Ryu, but I want to know what happened to your little dog, Lyric. Much love from San Fernando Valley. Love you, girl.
Anais, I love you. I love your energy. Thank you so much for all those beautiful things that you said. And that is so crazy. I love these questions. See, you guys can ask me whatever you want. Literally anything. Lyric is my baby. He's still alive. Thank goodness. He's a Shih Tzu, for those of you that don't know who Lyric is. I was at a point in my life where I was so busy with my music in 2018, 2019 that it was too much. Having a little puppy was just too much for me. So I decided to give him to someone else. Actually, he used to be my assistant, Ezra. His husband, Robert, is still my road manager. And anyways, they had just lost their puppy and they were very, very sad. He got ran over. It was like really, really sad, you guys. So I just felt it in my heart. I said, you know what? I'm going to give my puppy to this beautiful gay couple. And they love him. And he's their baby. And it hurts me, but it's nice that he's still with someone that I absolutely love. So, and they'll send me pictures and he still remembers me. And it's really cute. So that's where Lyric is. He's living a great old life. He's so happy with parents that aren't as busy as I am. So it was a tough decision. But thank you for asking about him, Anais. I appreciate that. So you guys, that concludes this episode of Dear Cheekies. And I want to invite all of you, if you have a question, anything that you would like to know about my life, personal life, anything, or you just need advice about your personal life, I am here like a big sister to answer all your questions. So you can go ahead and leave your question at speakpipe.com/cheekiesandchillpodcast, okay? Los quiero mucho. Los vemos en el próximo episodio de Dear Cheekies. All right. See you later. This is a production of iHeartRadio and My Cultura Podcast Network. Follow us on Instagram at My Cultura Podcasts. And follow me, Cheekies, that's C-H-I-Q-U-I-S. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, Let State Farm support you with the coverage you need, backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.